In this scene, you play Humbert. As you enter your friend's apartment, you have two surprises in store for you. One, he is up. Two, he is busily engaged in exercising with a machine. From his position in the seat of the machine, Alfred speaks to you.
This is hard work. Obviously, a rowing machine. Yes, we are going on a picnic tomorrow. Ah, don't be ridiculous. I'm taking Miss Ellis. Exactly. It seems that's customary in America. She will supply the lunch. Which reminds me, I'm ravenous. Neither. Food. Ham and eggs, American style. You know, Humbert, I discovered something last night. You know, food has certain nutritive values, and besides, it tastes good. Yes, we went to the most amazing little restaurant. Naturally. And Babette and Gaston. Wonderful fellow, Gaston. Astonishing mind for mathematics. Yes. You see, when you go into the restaurant, you must be sure not to let the women look at the menu. Right away you say, we want a 20-franc dinner. Exactly. Without wine, you say. Well, you see, wine can be very expensive, Humbert. Of course, what you tell the women is the wine is very bad in this place. Right. It didn't occur to me until later. Now, the waiter didn't agree, but it worked out very well after all. Yes. You see, the waiter made us drink the wine to prove we were wrong. Gaston is such a clever fellow. He still claimed it was bad. Saved us a lot of money. You see, there was still the tip and the hat check girl. Oh, but I outwitted her completely. Well, I just left my hat in the check stand and walked out bareheaded. Yes, I thought so too. You see, when I reached in my pocket, there wasn't any money in it. Humbert, you haven't the slightest idea of protocol in such matters. Gaston paid half. That was the agreement. Well, Miss Ellis whispered to me to reach in her purse. Wasn't that? It was most unfortunate I reached into Babette's by mistake. She thought I was a thief, of course. Oh, Gaston was very angry. He felt a little better when Miss Ellis offered to pay the whole check. Oh, Humbert, it was such a wonderful evening. You know, I never had one like it before. Say, all this talk of food and I'm starving. Well, where are my ham and eggs? No. You stay where you are. I'll go. Say, which way is the kitchen? You don't know. You've lived in this apartment 3 years and you don't even... Oh, Anna. Anna, you'll know. You just came from there. Now point me the way to the kitchen, eh? Oh, that way. Thank you.